We're looking at the pipeline for manufacturing jobs in Northeast Wisconsin here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kant. Thanks for being here. In recent weeks, the Biden administration and Congress have put apprenticeships and job training programs in the spotlight. The House passed a bipartisan bill calling for more than $3.5 billion over 5 years for apprenticeships. The White House announced last month it wants to create nearly 1 million apprenticeship openings. How do you think these steps would affect the manufacturing workforce here? Do you work in manufacturing? What's your job like? How did you get trained up? It's 800-642-1234. Ann Franz is Executive Director of the Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance. This is a group of manufacturers working with educators, workforce development, chambers of commerce, and state organizations promoting the manufacturing sector. Ann, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks, Kate. I really appreciate you having me on this morning.
Well, give us a snapshot of what the manufacturing sector looks like in your part of the state, especially in this COVID crisis.
Well, we are very fortunate in this state to be blessed with so many manufacturers. In Northeast Wisconsin, which we consider the 18 counties in the state, 23% of all the jobs are in manufacturing. And when you compare the state being a 16% average, and the country on average, 9% of the population is working in manufacturing, this is really a hotbed of manufacturing.
Yeah, nearly one in four.
Yeah.
Nearly one in four jobs.
Yeah. In fact, in terms of the country, Wisconsin ranks number two in terms of having the most manufacturing jobs per the population. Do you know who number one is?
I do not.
It's Indiana.
Okay.
Just closely behind them.
So when you talk with employers, these manufacturers, do they have enough skilled workers to fill these openings?
Yeah, unfortunately, we are, and I was just talking to a gentleman yesterday with a company, and he's like, I have lots of great jobs, benefits, good-paying jobs, but he can't find the talent he needs. We actually have been studying this over the last 10 years. We work with the University of Oshkosh, and they pull companies each year in the fall. We look at companies that have $3 million or more in revenue, plus 25 or more employees. And past fall, we had 128 companies take the survey. And when we asked them, are you having a hard time finding talent? Unfortunately, 71% said yes. And then we asked, well, what jobs are you having a hard time finding? And those ranged from just entry level to welders, industrial maintenance technicians, engineers. So there is so many opportunities, and that's what we need to do is come together and share the good news about manufacturing.
You mentioned entry level jobs. Are companies willing to train up workers to fill some of these positions they have?
Most definitely. What companies are really looking for are individuals that are willing to show up for work and put in a good 8 hours worth of work, right? And so there's lots of opportunities with training within the organization, as well as most of our companies that are members, and we have over 190 manufacturers that are members, have tuition reimbursement. And so, you know, it's really interesting. We've been working with parents who are like, how am I ever going to pay for college? And we have companies that said, hey, if your student, your child comes to our company, we'll pay their tuition. And a great example of that is registered apprenticeship.
We're going to talk about apprenticeships in just a moment, but I'm wondering how have robotics, how have automation, digital skills changed manufacturing and the workforce keeping up with these changes?
That's a great question. We are now in a totally different age, Industry 4.0, and that's the fourth industrial revolution. And a couple years ago, Microsoft contacted me and said, you know what? We like what you're doing as an organization. If we gave you money, how would you invest in that? And I'm like, you know what? We need to understand where companies are at in terms of Industry 4.0. So we commissioned St. Norbert College to do a study, and we had 104 companies take that study to see where they were in terms of Industry 4.0. what was really interesting is most didn't have a plan, but both know that they need to get a plan. And some of the things that they were looking at is, one, data analytics. With Industry 4.0, that's really the digitization of manufacturing. It's getting all these different data together. And data is only as good as the person that's looking at the data, right? So data analytics skills is critically important. So our organization has partnered with LinkedIn Learning, where we have now had over 80 people take this training to have that knowledge in data analytics skills, to work together with other companies. In fact, over 40 companies have participated. So that's a huge skill in terms of Industry 4.0. We also saw in that study that process engineers are going to be in high demand. So if you're looking for a job and thinking about a career, what to go into, be sure to go into process engineering. One of the problems, though, with process engineering is there's no degree called process engineering.
I was going to say, what is it?
Exactly. So there's no degree. So how do we let people know what degree they need to go to? So most process engineers are chemical engineers. And so helping educate kids in understanding what these great jobs are is really critically important for manufacturers to be successful.
If you're just joining us, we're looking at the manufacturing sector with Ann Franz. She works on behalf of manufacturers in the northeast part of our state, and we're getting a read on what the industry is like there. Do you work in manufacturing? What is your job like? How did you obtain your skills? And what should people understand about working in manufacturing? It's 800-642-1234. Joshua is joining us from Watertown. Hi, Joshua.
Hey, Kate. So I really wanted to comment on this because this is something that I've been dealing with in my personal life. I've been looking to, you know, do an apprenticeship. I've been looking to get into the manufacturing sector because I know that there's a lot of jobs. I mean, 71%, that's quite a bit for the people that took the survey. Now, one thing that I found is that Indeed Post, Monster Post, all of those recruitment websites, on their website, those companies that do offer apprenticeship, they do not say it on their website. They ask for all of these qualifications, but they do not specify that this program is eligible for an apprenticeship. That is a huge problem. I have looked for a long, long time for apprenticeship programs, so I actually did some more research and went to the Department of Labor website where the apprenticeship program is listed, and then you go in there and you can look at the companies that offer apprenticeship programs. A lot of those numbers are the phone numbers and emails are outdated. I'm still waiting for some companies in Wisconsin. I don't want to name their names on air, but I have went to the Department of Labor website and went and tried to get an apprenticeship. I mean, and I'm actually not even an entry level. I'm actually a mid-level, you know, I have skill, you know, in certain areas. But, you know, I just wanted to let your caller know that, you know, to get that 71% down, I mean, it's got to change where people are going to look for jobs and then they see you have to have, you know, a bachelor's degree in science or
Joshua,
you have to have experience.
Yeah, Joshua, thank you so much for sharing that and the research you've done. And what is the state of apprenticeships in our state?
Well, I appreciate Joshua's phone call, and shame on these companies not sharing that wonderful opportunity that they have within their organizations. And for Joshua, I would recommend contacting his local technical college. They do have an apprenticeship coordinator, and that may be able to help him navigate to those businesses. Wisconsin is actually the first state that has offered registered apprenticeship. It's now over 100 years. So we were really the catalyst to registered apprenticeship, and it's exciting that the country and the Biden administration is really looking at how they can invest even more in registered apprenticeship.
Ann Franz, Executive Director of the Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance, and she's been at the helm since the group was formed back in 2006. Do you work in manufacturing? What is it like? How did you get trained? Did you land an apprenticeship? What should people understand about working in this sector? Join in at 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Ann Franz here on the Ideas Network. We're discussing what is holding back job growth in manufacturing and how to create pathways for people who want to be in the manufacturing workforce. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Do you teach at a technical college? Are you able to place your grads into jobs? What are the demands for the skills you teach related to manufacturing? It's 800-642-1234. Ann Franz heads up the Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance, and she's with us for about 10 more minutes. Let's go to Russell now in Watertown. Hi, Russell. What is your story?
I'm a tool and die maker. I got my start while going to tech school, and while I was going to tech school, I got a job in a factory and, you know, was working on the shop floor and eventually worked my way into an apprenticeship, so... That's kind of how I got into manufacturing, and I do tool and die.
Yeah, and so as you look at your colleagues, did they follow a similar path as you?
I'd say a lot of them do. I mean, there's, I guess, two paths you can do to get into tool and die or any trade. You can do an apprenticeship, like a state indentured apprenticeship, where you go one day a week, or you can get your education first and get a diploma and then try to find work that way.
Okay.
But I see it's kind of a split between the two.
Russell, thank you. And, you know, Russell working in tool and die and showing his path into his job.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what's so cool. A lot of people don't realize what an opportunity registered apprenticeship is. Your company actually lets you, during the workday, go once or every other week to the technical college for training. So you're getting paid while you're going to school. I would have loved that, you know, as well as they pay your tuition. And so registered apprenticeship gives so many great opportunities. And again, I just don't think enough people know about it. And that's why we've been also trying to get kids interested in youth apprenticeship. And that's where kids, their junior and senior year, actually become like a registered apprentice, where they work at a company and do that learning. We actually had an event February 19th where we brought about 150 people together, companies and youth apprenticeship coordinators from throughout the state, to talk about how can we get more kids interested and helping companies understand what it takes to offer youth apprenticeship, because it's not that hard. These youth apprenticeship coordinators are amazing and really help step by step that company develop a program within their organization.
Thank you, Russell, for sharing that. Let's bring in Lynn now in Manitowoc. Lynn, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
And friends, this is Lynn. I'm the apprenticeship training rep in the Lakeshore area, and I work on the business services team with you.
Yes.
And I just wanted to mention that the state of Wisconsin does have our own site for apprenticeship. Your previous caller had talked about the federal site, but the Wisconsin site is wisconsinapprenticeship.org. And we have a specific page on there for featured employers or featured sponsors. Those are all companies that are actively training in apprenticeship in the state of Wisconsin. It's a good resource if people are looking for where to start.
Lynn, what have you seen by way of the number of apprenticeship opportunities? Is it growing? Is it plateauing? What are the trend lines look like?
It's definitely growing. The Bureau of Apprenticeship Standards has created new fields. A lot of people think that apprenticeship is just manufacturing, but we have expanded to medical, biotech, transportation, finance, IT. A lot of things that people don't traditionally think apprenticeship is. So now is a really good time. Almost any occupation could be apprenticeable depending on the amount of training they need and what the sponsor is looking for. But Our numbers have definitely been going up. Obviously, last year was a little challenging for a lot of employers, but the new year is definitely off to a bang with outreach from employers getting in touch, saying they're ready to start growing again and training.
Lynn, thank you so much for sharing that. That website one more time is wisconsinapprenticeship.com.
.org.
Oh, .org. I'm sorry. .org. Thank you so much for sharing. And do you see that with the companies you talk with, that they are looking more toward these apprenticeship programs and how to create it within their organization?
I really believe so, yes. In fact, Fox Valley Technical College has the most registered apprenticeship of any of the technical colleges. So we really are seeing an uptick of companies looking at this as an opportunity, because we really need to upskill our workforce. So many registered apprentices actually were working at the company, and their companies are wanting to invest in them and upskill them, so they enroll them in registered apprenticeship. Because we know with technology, we need a more skilled workforce. In fact, I just heard a term called new skill. We need the new skill people. They have lots of great skills, but we need some new skills. And that's where registered apprenticeship can really fit that need.
We're talking with Ann Franz. She's executive director of the Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance, working to create a jobs pipeline in the manufacturing sector. And I'm wondering, you know, yesterday we discussed the nursing shortage on our program, and we learned that there is a real nursing faculty shortage. The people who train nurses are in short supply, which then limits how many nurses you can send into the workforce. Do you find that in manufacturing, is the faculty to train students for these careers adequate?
We're manufacturing is in that same boat. We have an aging workforce. And if you look at the technical college system, where many of these jobs are being trained by those technical college faculty, there is definitely an issue with that. And quite frankly, many of them can make more working in the field than teaching. So it is an issue too.
Let's bring in George now in Monroe. George, hi.
Hi. Something I'm puzzled by. In our local paper, every single week, and I mean every week, there are great companies in this area. Knight International, Farm Equipment, International Manufacturer, Monroe Truck, Sub-Zero in Madison. They're advertising. You know, they got a list of jobs they want applicants for every single week. A lot of it's weld. You know, I can understand somebody leery of becoming a welder. That can be in, you know, it can be robotized or whatever. But these jobs are there, and people aren't even apparently applying for them, or they're not qualified, or they go and then they quit because it's too hard to work. I don't know what it is, but it's more than just there aren't any jobs, believe me.
George, thank you for that observation. Anne, what is the bottleneck here? It seems these job postings are there, but what is happening? What's the disconnect?
I think it's a couple different things. I think a lot of people don't realize the opportunities. I mean, manufacturing pays higher than most industry sectors. 92% of manufacturers in our state offer benefits. And so we actually been reaching out to people in the hospitality and retail industry, talking to them about looking at changing professions. And I was on the phone with a lady last week, and she almost was crying. She's like, you know what? I've spent 20 years working in hospitality, never having health insurance, paid vacation. And I see now I missed out. I could have a really great retirement plan if I would have gone into manufacturing. So that's one thing. We just need to communicate the opportunity. Plus, we need to elevate these individuals that work in the profession. We have a program that we've had 13 years called the All Stars, where we recognize people working from the welder, assembler, to the engineer. And we have a careers magazine that goes out to 25,000 students each year, along with our online edition on our website that has 3-minute videos of them talking about their careers. And so last year, our cover was a woman, Megan, from Samuel Vessel Pressure Group, who actually is a welder. And I'm sure when she decided that she was going to go into welding, she didn't tell her mom and dad and say, hey, I'm going to be on a cover of a magazine one day. But she is. And so we really need to elevate, because this work is so important. We need people to make things, and we make things very well in Wisconsin.
As you look in your crystal ball, is the pipeline to these jobs, will it get tighter? Will companies have a more difficult time in the future in recruiting the skilled workforce?
Unfortunately, it's a numbers game. We just do not have enough people that live in Wisconsin for all our jobs, regardless if it's manufacturing or healthcare or so forth. And so what's scary is every day, 10,000 people in the U.S. turn 65. One out of four people is out of the age of 65. So now we just don't have enough people for all the jobs that are available. So that's why we're all racing for talent, and we're going to need to really find out ways that we can get our type of careers front and center, because there's fewer people to really take those jobs.
Anne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate. I really appreciate the time.
Anne Franz is Executive Director of the Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance. We'll be back after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.